Okay, we're up to Simon Tov Beis. Okay, Simon Tov Beis Din Charetz Mayim Bein Shnei Tchumin Uboy Sefechad. These are a number of daf in the Masechta Erevin, and Mirtz Shem Lo Masechta Erevin. Soon you'll learn all these halachas in the Gemara itself. But right now we start with the halacha Charetz Molei Mayim. We have a pit, and the pit is full of water. Mechunasim Shubein Shnei Tchum Shabbos. Miktsasa Bitchum Ir Zeu Miktsasa Bitchum Ir Acheres. So we have over here two cities. Let's say the two cities are a little bit more than 4,000 amos apart. So the tchum of each one of these two cities stops. Well, let's say it's a little bit less. Let's say the case going where it's a little bit less. The other way around, it's a little bit less than 4,000 amos. Okay, two cities. We'll say that they are 9,950. Okay, we'll say that they overlap by 50 amos. Two cities, and the tchum overlaps by 50 amos. And then where they overlap by 50 amos, there is a river, and let's assume that the width of the river is 100 amos. Okay, so let's review the case out. So we have two cities. The two cities are apart from each other 3,950 amos. Each city is allowed to travel 2,000 amos in each direction, which means that when they will overlap 50 amos. So if we were dealing with purely dry land, you can meet your friend and you can walk and you can come in contact with your friend from the other city in a 50 amo area. I can walk 2,000 amos to the right, he can walk 2,000 amos to the left, and since the cities are exactly 3,950 amos apart, there will be a 50 amo overlap where we come together. Problem is, the part where we come together is not a area of dry land. The part where they overlap is a river, is a ditch, a charitz. And this charitz is 100 amos apart. A Rapport, why is it sitting over there? Why come sit over here? What? No, it's not blocking anyone. It's fine. It's good.
There's
an overlap. There is an overlap.
Finally, you're sitting in front of a river.
He just crossed the river.
Okay, so we have an overlap of 50 amos. So the problem is now the river itself is 100 amos wide. Now, so that, what does that mean? That means the first 25 amos is part of the city on the left. The other 25 amos on the extreme right belongs to the city on the right. And the part in the center is shared by both cities. It's Shabbos, or it's Yom Tov, whatever the case is. Not here dealing with an issue of carrying. You want to draw water from this charitz. Are you allowed to draw? Now, what's the issue? The issue is the water mingles. The water in this charitz, 25 is mine, 25 is yours, and 50 they overlap. If I want to draw water from the 25 that's mine, it's inevitable that some of the water from the 25 that's mine, since it's an open pond, it's an open ditch, the water is going to mingle. Some of the water that started out Erev Shabbos on the other side is for sure going to make its way to my side. Some of the water on my side that was present on my side of the boundary will certainly make its way to the other side of the boundary over the course of Shabbos. So the water is going to the wrong side of the tchum. Because what is the rule? The rule is that the water is koine shvitza by the one who picks it up. Well, let's see the details in a moment. Let's see the details. But let's read the word inside what we see in the Mishnah Berurah. Charitz mai mole mayim mechunasim shubein shtei tchumei Shabbos miktsasa b'tchum ir zeh umiktsasa b'tchum ir acheres shtei huayoros asuros lemalos mimenu afilu b'soch tchumam. Both cities are not, the people from both cities are not allowed to fill water for, even from their side. Why? Shehamayim shebisoich hatchum koinim shvisa soir, because the water that's in the tchum, koinim shvisa soir, when Shabbos begins, since this water, the water is not hefker, that's a confusing point. We learned before in the previous simonim that an object which is hefker first acquires its tchum when it's acquired. But that's only true with things which are not which were not meant to be acquired when Shabbos begins. Water within the tchum of a city automatically gets the tchum of that city, because it's expected the people of that city will want to use this water on Shabbos. Therefore, it's a very big chiddush. We have here the city on the left. The city on the left, that's where people are living. That the people in that city have a very set tchum. They can go 2,000 amos in each direction. Since they plan on drawing water from the charitz on Shabbos, the water on their side of the tchum automatically gets the tchum of the city itself. Meaning, if the water is at the boundary, 2,000 amos, and let's say it's at the boundary, let's say it's 1,925 amos, the water at 1,925 amos can only go another 25 amos in the opposite direction. Because since that water is associated with the city on the left, all of the water that's part of that city gets the tchum of the city. The water that's associated with the city gets the tchum of the city. And since the city can only go 2,000 amos, and the water now is at the point of 1,975 amos, that water at 1,975 can only travel an additional 25 amos, because that water is considered to be a part of the city. If it's something which is completely hefker, was not meant to be for the city, then it would. That's a different story. But since this water was meant to be collected and be drawn by the people of the city, it's limited to the tchum of the city. Now, to make matters more complicated, since in this case there are two cities which are near each other and their tchum overlaps, well, they don't overlap, but they come close and the waters are mingling one with another, the waters are going to travel on their own from one part of the tchum to the other part of the tchum. Let's see inside. Afilu miktsasa b'tchum l'ir zeh, miktsasa b'tchum l'ir acheres. I'm reading from the second line of the Mechaber. Shtei ho'ayoros asuros l'malos mimenu afilu b'soch tchumam shehamayim shebesoch ha'tchum koinem shvisas l'ir u'misarvim elu im elu. And they get mixed with each other. So let's see the Mishnah Berurah inside with the problem, then we'll see the solution. Mishnah Berurah Seif Katan Aleph Michu Nasim Dinaharos Hamoshlim Einam Koinim Shvisa Klal. First thing we have to keep in mind is that the water here is stagnant, because if the water is flowing in a natural stream or a river, then there would not be a problem whatsoever. The waters are not Koinim Shvisa.
They're constantly running.
If the waters were constantly running, then there would not be a problem. They're going in a situation where the waters are stagnant. Where the waters are stagnant, so they acquire shvisa when Shabbos begins. And then if the waters were flowing, then the second line of the Mishnah Berurah, they would be karagli kol adam hamali or some period. Beis, sifkan beis, koinim shvisa soir, dekevan, shehem, smuchim le'ir, since the water is within the boundary of the city, das anche ho'ir alehem, the intent of the people of the cities upon this water, v'loy havei kecheftzei hefker, de'enim kodem shvitza, and me'mela, these waters have the same tchum as the city, and they may not be carried or travel more than 2,000 amos away from the city. The dafka, when do we apply this rule? Dafka bein shnei ayoros umishum sheyesh aleihem das shnei ayoros ulechein oishim elu aleilu. Aval im ein sham rak irachas afsham ma'im nimshachim harbe michutz tchum umearvim im elu mikol makom mutul malos besuch tchum da ma'im shem michutz tchum kevin sheinim smuchim liir ve'ein aleim shacheres harayim kichetz sehef. Saying a very big chiddush. This whole situation that we're dealing with over here is only where we have two cities, one on the left, one on the right, and then the tchum meets in this pond. Okay, when the case was that the two cities are exactly 3,000. Fought in our example 3,950 amos apart, which means they overlap by 50 amos. The tchum of the two cities overlaps by 50 amos. The pool that's the center is 100 amos wide, which means the first 25 amos is exclusively meant for the people on the left. The other 25 amos is exclusively meant for the people on the right. And the middle 50 is shared by both. So what's the problem? The problem is you're not allowed to draw water even from your side on the left, because since all of this water is mingling together, some of the water that was kind of shvisa on the right, which may not enter into the last 25 amos, will somehow certainly make its way there over the day onto the wrong side of its tchum. And being that it was associated with the city on the right, it may not go to the left, and the water that was associated with the left may not go to the right. This is only a problem because we have a city on the left and a city on the right. And each one, the water in each part, if you divide it on each part before Shabbos begins, the last 25 amos of each one was miyuchid for each one of the two cities. But the Mishnah Berurah says, if you have a situation where you only have one city, there's only one city, let's say on the left, and its tchum comes and ends in the middle of a pond, in the middle of a charitz, and part of the charitz is on the other side of the tchum, it's not a problem. Because even though it's certain that some of the water on the other side of the tchum will make its way into the tchum, so some of the water that was past the tchum is coming within the tchum, so what? The water that was on the other side of the tchum is hefker. Right. And hefker is not koine shvisa, so there is no issue whatsoever. The part that was on your side was koine your shvisa. The part that was on the other side was hefker. And hefker is not koine shvisa. The only time it's a problem is if there is another city. Another city has eminent domain. It established its own tchum. Oh, its own tchum. That water may not come to your side, and your water may not come to its side. And that's why we have a problem here in this case. So what is the solution? Let's see further. What is the solution? So Mishnah Berurah says, V'tzarech la'atas mechitza b'sayf ha'tchumin. This lahafsika, the solution is you have to put a mechitza, a partition, right down the center. Now the partition must be 10 tfachim, and one of the 10 tfachim must be immersed in the water itself, but the mechitza does not need to extend all the way down into the pit itself. Even though you'll say, so what does that accomplish? The water is going to mingle. It's definitely certain that if the mechitza only extends into the water itself, some of the water on the right is going to mingle into the left, some on the left is going to mingle onto the right. So what have we accomplished? You're right. It's not a mitzias. This is fascinating. It's a halachic concept. Since you have made a heker, you've shown that this is the boundary. The left is this city, the right is that city. Even though technically the water is mingling, we're not concerned. Because since the law of Tchumen is only a din derabanan, Chazal just wanted you to make a heker, to make some type of noticeable fence to show that this is where the boundary line is. Even though in reality the waters will mingle, it's okay. Tzarech lahafsikon. The Mechaber continues the next page. Afilu hitului b'shein the magas del karka. Even if it's suspended and does not reach the ground, does not go all the way down, it's okay. Lekarka charich v'shalkonim ba'almas. And even if it's shalkonim ba'almasag, even if it's made of material which is reeds, which the water is certainly going to go back and forth, that is fine. Now let's see the Mishnah. What's the lamdis? Back on the previous page, sifkon gimel b'soif hatchum v'hainu im hoy b'neim arbas alpayim amo. Let's say, for example, I give you an example of a more complicated case where there's exactly 3,950. Here the Mishnah was saying the case going was exactly 4,000. So you actually meet, there's an exact boundary in between you and your friend. You must make a mechitza b'sof alpayim shu soif shnei tchumim. V'davka b'chai gavna shechoditzu b'sof hatchum shel kolechad shenim. So chelik mimenu chutz l'tchum shel kolechad. Part of the charitz is on your side of the tchum, and part of the charitz is on my side of the tchum. Aval l'mam charitz amin kulu b'mokam amashutuf l'shnei hayoros. But if the entire charitz is in a part overlaps, kigoin shebein shnei hayoros hu rak shloishes alpayim amo, v'hechoritzu b'yem saf kur. first. That's Pashat. Shteyem utaros lamalos menu belis shomachitza. Darminun yeshbreirim cholecha lokech mechalko. Each one can take. Each one we can assume each one is taken from their portion, and you can take it back where you want. That is a little bit of a chiddush. Let's review that case. What happens if you have the two cities and they overlap? The distance between the two is exactly 3,000 amos. So how much do they overlap? How much do the two cities overlap? 1,000 amos. In that center, that part that overlaps, there is a pit. There is a charitz, a pond. And each one wants to draw water from the pond on Shabbos and take it back 2,000 amos from where they've come from. Are you allowed to do so? So you would suggest you're not allowed to do so. Why not? Because since some of this water, since we share this water, we overlap, we have to assume that part of this water that I'm taking really belongs to the city on the right. And the city on the right, I'm only allowed to travel 2,000 amos from the city on the right. So there should be a chumrah that you're not allowed to travel with the water that you take from the pond not more than 1,000 amos backwards. Because you have to be chayish that some of the water really belongs to the other city on the other side. Along comes the Mishnah Berura and tells us a very fascinating chiddush. In this instance, we say yesh brera, the water which you remove from the pond, chuver hadavalim afreya, that was exclusively meant for you, for your city, and your city, you can go back now a complete 2,000 amos. And likewise, the water that's drawn by the city on the right, brera, retroactively, that water belonged to the city on the right, and it can go backwards 2,000 amos. It's only in this particular case we are machmir, where the distance between you and your neighboring city is exactly 4,000, and you meet in a charitz, and there is no overlap. If there's no overlap, the water on the left belongs exclusively to you. The water on the right belongs exclusively to your friend. Problem, technically, if the water would be stagnant, would not move one iota, you can draw water from your side. He can draw water from his side. But since the Metzius says that after Shabbos begins, the water is going to mix among each other, we have to be concerned that the water that you're taking really originally, when Shabbos began, came from the other side. And the water that your neighbor took came from the other side. Here, we're not going to say brera because there is no overlap when Shabbos begins. If there is only 3,000 amos and there is definitely overlap from both cities, then we can be lenient, we can say brera. But here, where there is no overlap, you come, you meet right in the center, we do not say brera, and you're not allowed to draw water unless you make for yourself a partition down the boundary line. And the partition must be 10 tefachim tall. One of the 10 tefachim must enter into the water itself. Even though it does not go all the way down to the karak of the charitz, it is okay because you just need there to be a hecker, something noticeable to show that there is a boundary. The dafka, and the Mishnah Berurah continues, let's see, dal, let's go to dalit, lehaf sigon. Even if the other city is a non-Jewish city, we had that before, that non-Jews, their property also acquires a mechitza. Even if it's suspended, this is a leniency which Chazal enacted when you have a situation of water. Since people are desperate for water all the time, therefore Chazal were lenient and they allowed you to draw water on your side of the tchum, even though for sure some of the water that you are drawing has come from the other side of the tchum, as long as you make some type of heker, some type of noticeable partition to show that this is the boundary between your tchum and their tchum, that is sufficient. Chazal were lenient because of the great need we have for water, and the laws of tchum are only midrabanan. The mikol makom tzarich sheye al kaponim kitzei hamechitza shakua tefach b'mayim. At least a small amount of the partition must be immersed in the water. The belav hachi, if you don't have any part of the partition, eina nireis kehev seklal, does not look like there is any partition whatsoever. Uchemavor leel v'simin shin nun vav sif aleph. Okay, now we go to the Ramah. The Ramah says hago bar shel teven. Another type of situation. Let's say we have a pit of straw. Hoimedes bein shnei tuchumin. So what is in the pit? Not water, straw. And this, there are two cities. You're on the left, and your friend is on the right. the distance between the two cities is exactly 4,000 amos. You meet in the center. In the center, there is a very wide pit, let's say, of 100 amos. So 50 amos belong to you, and 50 amos belong to your neighbor. What is in the pit? Not water, but a solid straw. And you want to bring your animals to your side of the pit and have them eat. And your neighboring city wants to bring their animals to their side of the pit and eat. Do we need here a mechitza as well, to be afraid that some of the straw will go from your side to their side and their side to your side? No. Hagah ubar shel tevet ha'imedes bein shnei tchumim eilu ma'achilu mikan ve'eilu ma'achilu mikan ve'ein choshem shema yikach echa meichel kavero. We need not worry. The only time we have this issue is with liquids, because the liquids mingle, and what was koinish shvitza erev Shabbos bein hashmoshos on your side will inevitably find its way to the other side, and what was koinish shvitza from the pit of water on the other side will inevitably find its way to your side, but not solids. Now, when it comes to straw, and maybe you'll be concerned, but you may get carried away, and the neck of your animal will extend itself into the other side and take some straw from the neighbor, and that's forbidden because you're not allowed to go to their tchum. Their straw may not come into your tchum. We are not concerned. And then he concludes, v'im ha'mayim moshrim, what happens if the water is not stagnant? It's not a pit, but rather it's a river, and the river is flowing, and the river that flows is right smack in the center of the tchum of the two cities. V'im ha'mayim moshrim, ein tzorich shum tikun. It's not necessary to put a partition down the center of the river, the channel, to separate your side of the tchum from the tchum of your neighbor. Why? She'enim koinim shvisa. Because water that's in movement when Shabbos begins is not koinim shvisa. The harei heim kirangli hamemale. And whoever draws the water on Shabbos, automatically it becomes the tchum of the one who acquires the water. So that concludes halacha. So basically there are three cases. Solids, flowing water, or four cases. There's solids, there's flowing water, water that's stagnant, two different types of situations. Where the tchum is in the center, that's where you have a real problem. You're not going to say breira. You're going to say the water that was kind of shvis on your side is yours and his is his, and now they're going to mingle. So you're in a lot of trouble. You need to make a partition of 10 tefachim, and one tefach of that partition must be immersed in the water to serve as a hecker. And even though it's not going to accomplish anything in the world of reality, that's okay. The world of halacha has its own rules. Since tchumen is derabanan, and you've made a hecker, Chazal were leaned in this instance because of the great need for water. But where do we have the ultimate leniency? Is where the entire pit overlaps, where the distance between you and your neighbor is not more than 3,000 amos. So the entire pit overlaps with you and your neighbor. Technically, you would think that since some of the water was really meant for my neighbor and some is meant for me, I may not take the water more than 1,000 amos backwards, because going more than 1,000 amos backwards is the 2,000 limit for my neighbor. And he may not go more than 1,000 amos backwards, because 1,000 amos backwards for him is the 2,000 limit for me. No, in this instance, we're even more lenient since it was completely overlapped when Shabbos began. Here we will say Brera. Whichever water I draw on Shabbos, we will say was always meant for me. Whatever he draws on Shabbos always meant for him. He can go 2,000 amos backwards, and I can also go 2,000 amos backwards. Okay, let's just start Tav Gimel. Shabbos bebeka v'kifua einam Yehuda b'Shabbos mechitzos l'dira. A person is in the desert, or he's in the valley, and he sets up some tents, and then all of a sudden on Shabbos, so what's the rule? Where's your tchum go? Your tchum is 2,000 amos from your tent. I have a little tent, three people, so we can go 2,000 amos in all four directions. And all of a sudden comes Shabbos, and there's a construction crew, and they set up these massive partitions around our camp. So what's the question? The question, where's our tchum now? Because if we had these partitions erected before Shabbos began, we would be considered living in the city, and the tchum would first begin from the perimeter, from the edge of the partition. So we have a much greater, let's say 500 amos away from our tent. We would be able to gain an additional 500 amos. But this did not happen until Shabbos already began. Because when Shabbos began, we only had tents. It's only in the middle of the night or the next day that the Goyim put up partitions. So what's the law? Shabbos Bebeka. Doesn't matter, it's too little, too late. It's too late. Because the partitions were only erected after Shabbos began, we ignore those partitions. Your tchum begins from your tent, not from the partition itself.
Carrying
is mutter though. That's carrying. It's considered to be a reshus hayachid, and as long as it's one family, it's not an issue of a ruvi chatzeros. You're allowed to carry. That's the point that this mechaber and the mishmur they emphasize 100 times. That's the difference between the bein hashmasho. The only time we need bein hashmashos is for tchumin and for Eruv Chatzeros. But to create a halachic reshus hayachid to carry, it does not depend on Bein Hashmoshos. It depends on the moment, both for good and for bad. Meaning if right now when Shabbos begins, I'm in the middle of the street, and then on Shabbos they come and they erect mechitzos, I can now carry. All the way around. When Shabbos began, I had mechitzos, and then the mechitzos are taken away, I can no longer carry. But when it comes to the laws of Eruv Tchumin, and it comes to the laws of Eruv Chatzeros, then all depends on what the matzav was Erev Shabbos Bein Hashmoshos. Why? Because you did not rest. When Shabbos began, you were not resting inside the airspace of the mechitzos. But of course, but that's exactly the point we want to make now, but you are allowed to carry back and forth, up and down the entire area that's been enclosed for you. By throwing. Now that's a separate halach, but you are allowed. You're allowed to throw. In other words, like we'll read the Mishmur in one moment. Chutz al paim amas shaharei reshus hayachid gomor hu. It's considered to be a reshus hayachid gomor. Kevan shugaf ledira that has been erected for dira. Aval etaltal mamish chutz li arba amos also afilu toch al paim. But to carry more than 4 amos is also even within. Now, what exactly does that mean? So let's see the Mishmur how he explains this. Mishmur brura ois dalit. Okay, let's run this very quickly. It's El Alpayim. Mimokam Shkana Shvisa. Dulemahani Lehai Mechitz Klali in Hailuch. You only can walk 2,000 amos from the place where your tent has been erected. But you're not allowed to walk 2,000 amos from the new walls because it's too late. Kevon Shloy Shavas. I say, because you did not write to Lema. Dulemahani Mechitz Lios Ayodam Kol Hashetach Ka'arba Amos Elehecha Shoyam Mechitz Mibod Yom the Shavas Besaycham. It's only considered to be the starting of your Tchum only if they were there before Shabbos began. Aval Kan Shebein Hashmashites. Lo hoysa mukefetz v'loikon neboysa mokom shvitsa elu le'alpayim amo av shekifu mechitas b'shabbat. It's too little, too late. Ein loy lahalich el alpayim shalo kidimei kara v'loy damil simin tof hey be'im hoytziu akum b'al karchoy. There's another halacha. Okay, he's going to go into a whole case there where let's skip that because I want to go for that where the guy where you're taken out against your will on Shabbos. A guy comes and takes you and brings you to another city. So in the new city that you arrive on Shabbos, you can walk the entire width and length of the city. That's a different type of situation. I'll read very quickly. You can't compare this to the case of the Simon Tofhei, the Im Hotsiu Akum Bal Korchoi Chusut Chuma Vinosnu Toch Ir Acheris Hamukavas Chema de Mahalik Eskula. The Hashvin and Law Kolo Ir Kaaba Amos. We Avo Gavshlo Shavas Bavi Machitz Miboyam. The Hossam, it's not your fault. There it was done against your will. Halayuhu Chutz Litchuma, the Inloy Minadin Lahalik Rakbi Arma Amos. There you are Chutz Vim. Because the person is going to be stuck. Because in that situation, since the person has been taken outside of his original tchum, we don't want to imprison him. It's an esat tzorech. Since he's outside of his tchum, he's outside of his original 2,000 amos, he finds himself now in a new location. The rule will then be, according to the letter of the law, you're not allowed to walk more than dalet amos. But being that you are now located inside of a new enclosure, there are 4 walls. So here, in order that you should not be imprisoned on Shabbos, we're going to be lean. We're going to allow you to walk the entire width and length of the city. But here, in our situation, you're not in prison. You can walk 2,000 amos in any direction you want. There's no prison over here. So what do you want to say? Oh, we want to give you a bonus. We want to go give you another 500 amos because the guy and they put up walls around you on Shabbos. No, we're not giving you bonuses because you can walk 2,000 amos just because they built walls on Shabbos. Too little, too late. We're not going to give you the bonus. Only only in that situation there where the guy took you out of your 2,000 Nama comfort zone, and now technically you're stuck only into a confined area of Dalai Lamas, we're going to be lenient. We're going to say, even though this is not where you were when Shabbos began, since Saif Kol Sof, you are in a new enclosure, we're going to allow you to walk. Now, here we now here's the point of the concluding point. But you are allowed to be metaltel bekula rotzolaymar afplinin hiloch loy nechshav hekav klal lemechitza machmash loshav sbiav mechitzos. But leinyin iser tiltol loy ichmas lon bezeh. When it comes to carrying, now that you have over here this new enclosure, the goyim put up this massive partition on Shabbos, you're allowed to carry there. No big deal. Kevan sheyesh mechitzos al kol ponim machshav v'kaim alon mechitza. Not only what can you do here, you can throw. No, what was it you can throw? Let's say the goyim, they put up massive mechitzas that are 10,000 amos long. So it's one massive reshus. It's a massive. It's a massive enclosure they have enclosed on Shabbos itself. You may not walk more. You're still limited to walk more than 2,000 amos, but you can carry in the entire 10,000 amos. So you can say, how in the world can I carry in an area of 10,000 amos when I can't walk more than 2,000 amos? I can throw it. Because walking is only for the person, but carrying applies to the lamdasha inyan. Carrying applies to the object. I can be the cause of an object moving in an area that's called carrying, as long as there are four walls. But I myself may not move. But the Mishnah points out, but wait a minute, what the object itself? How can the object go? The object l'chayra is dependent upon your tchum. If you can only walk 2,000 amos, your property can only go 2,000 amos. So you can't throw it more than 2,000 amos, because just like you can walk there 2,000 amos, your property can't be. You have to construct a lamdasha case. It's not your object, it's not your property. It's the property of someone else that is allowed to be in that part of the area more than your 2,000 amos. You have to construct a chalant, a whole bunch of different,
Interacting
ideas in order to make this case work out. You're allowed, there's no issue of carrying because you have walls, but you're not allowed to walk. But the object that can go there has to belong to someone else who is allowed to be in that section because he has a different chum. So that's basic yisod. So we finished the review of the yisod. The yisod is when it comes to the laws of tchum, it's a chiddush, because we know the laws of tchum are based on al yetzei ish mimekoymoi bayoyim hashvi, and we learned when we start the laws of tchum, we learned that that one pasuk is the source for two halachas: the halacha of carrying and the halacha of tchum. So there is a very strong relationship between those two laws. So we would be inclined to say, just like carrying does not depend on bein hashmashos, carrying depends on the moment. If walls are constructed on Shabbos by a guy, you're allowed to carry among those walls. So maybe your tchum will change based upon the walls. If you have a little tent and you have 2,000 amos, and then goyim construct a perimeter, a fence, normally when you have a fence, so the tchum starts from the end of the fence, so maybe your tchum will be extended on Shabbos an additional distance. No! For the laws of tchum, we follow the laws of Eruv v'Chatzeros. It all depends on Erev Shabbos, Bein Hashmashos. Okay, we'll stop here. We'll take a little